This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, Andrew the Apprentice and Dean Beck on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
Your show for catching Andrew out. It's my great pleasure to welcome
you. I was reading the bio of our fantastic next guest, Kira Lee Joy. Welcome to Joy 94.9 again.
Hi guys, how are you?
We're well.
We are very good.
We're being silly as usual. Now, you have a particular penchant for putting pen to paper and making it kinky.
I do. Also, it seems book number two kind of will tell the tale, I suppose.
So let's reflect on the previous story. Catalyst was your first book.
Yep.
Stories of Awakening, and that was released in 2009.
That's correct.
Which had a bit of a BDSM thing, and it was pre-Fifty Shades and all that.
Oh, absolutely pre-Fifty Shades. And definitely BDSM theme that they say write what you know, and that's what I know, so that's what I write.
And so it didn't quite get the...
New York Times bestseller, love.
Was it?
No, not New York Times bestseller, quite. We'll put it this way, I self-published. And
which is a hard job to do.
It's a really hard job to do, and I've been really fortunate that the Melbourne BDSM community has got behind me. So has the Adelaide BDSM community. I've been really fortunate with a lot of the Melbourne and Australian community getting behind me.
But, what are those pricks in Sydney doing?
Sydney, I actually haven't been up there all that much. So, that's the focus for later this year.
Right.
They're all too prim and proper or something. So, like 50 Shades, shall we say, was that the core audience, like housewives and stuff like that? Do you reckon? Like 50 Shades,
yes.
were housewives the core audience that you reckon you got? Or?
The core audience of the first book was the community. I would have to say that...
It's a big call.
I got a lot of sales outside of the community as well, but not like that wouldn't have been my core audience. I'm looking for that core audience still. I'm hoping that the bored housewives, the mummy porn type people will still pick it up and read it. And that's starting to shift now, I think, with the second book, the focus that I've seen, because I actually put a little prequel up as a freebie for...
teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser, and it seems that that's the focus now. So that's really good to know that once I put that teaser up, it's called Subs Night Out, and it's a freebie that's available through my publishers on Storm Moon Press.
Now, I saw that. Is that like a little an element of this book?
It's actually an element of Catalyst.
Yeah,
it's a prequel of Catalyst.
Fantastic.
So the words aren't repeated in Catalyst. It's a prequel standalone book.
Yeah. It's a standalone little... It's actually just four short stories that I tucked together and put into... It's got the characters from Catalyst in it, and you hear some of the stories off to one side. Like what you would have read in Catalyst, you go, oh, that goes a little bit deeper into that story.
Cool.
Hmm. In particular, a play scene in a particular club based in a particular city called Melbourne.
I hope all names were changed to protect the guilty.
Of course.
Why do you think your core audience is the BDSM community? Because they like... as an author, I'll change the question. As an author, do you aim to get the... do you usually target at something to get people just to, on their interest that they like and get them to read about themselves, really?
I would love to have the core audience as being the BDSM community. One of my focuses throughout all of my books is authenticity. I don't want to write something that someone's going to slam and say, oh, that would never happen in a BDSM scene. Yes, there's an element of fantasy in it, but what I'm looking at is the authentic fantasy.
But you have your players, and then you have your traditionalists, and then you have your modernists. So how do you appeal to all of those?
By keeping it simple.
Okay. Good answer.
I don't go too deep into it.
Simple but filthy, surely.
The particular streams, but, you know, the play appeals to the most common element, shall we say.
So a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But it's got to be titillating, surely.
Absolutely.
Got it. Right.
And I do hope that the community kind of pass it on to their mothers, cousins, sisters.
Really?
And say, you know, but, oh, look, my mum's read the books.
Yes, but I've got a feeling your mother, your mother is potentially a little more accepting than many.
Potentially, yes.
Yes.
I have to say that. Correct. That's correct.
We are speaking with Kiralee Joy. She is the author of Desire, which is coming out, what, next week or something?
Looking at next week at this stage. During the blog tour at some point, we'll have...
Now, hang on. Back up.
Okay.
Back you're launching... Up. You're launching the... the book is being launched as an ebook first.
Yeah.
And you're doing a blog tour. Now, with the greatest respect, what is that?
What the hell's that?
I had to ask the same question.
Good.
Just asked me to I went, so what do I do? They said, you write us pieces of writing that we send out to other blogs, and then one a day get hit in different markets. So
you'll have it. You'll write a blog that's sort of targeted to Sydney, and then it goes out to all the mummy bloggers in Sydney. Is that right?
And it feeds back to a theme in my book.
Ah.
So every single blog that's coming out next week has already been written.
And what sort of bloggers are you terming? As I said, mummy bloggers. Mummy bloggers is a term for. For, I suppose, the mums who are at home and blog around, you know, life at home. And there's all... I'm guessing there's also...
With a book focus. So in
bloggers with,
there's BDSM book reviews and the Sub Club books are two of the blogs that I'm looking at. Another one is called We Love Kink. And I'm really fortunate that those three, plus another one, eveminax.com, is... hosting me in the US. They're all US-based bloggers.
All right.
My focus now has kind of shifted to a more global approach.
Your work is fictional. Do you also get the likes of the Tristan Taominos or the Barbara Corrales's wanting to talk to you about how you incorporate, I guess, the realities of BDSM into your work?
I haven't spoken with Tristan. I was out of town when she came to Melbourne.
That was bad planning.
I do know Barbara quite well, and she and I have spoken. She sees my work as authentic because, and she's told me this, because I live the lifestyle. And that's one of the things, like if I ever get asked, how do you write these scenes? It's, well, most of it is experience.
And surely that's the best place to write from.
Absolutely.
Right. You're revealing perhaps a little bit too much, Kiralee Joy.
Oh, honestly, there's nothing that my parents don't know.
So you're doing a blog tour with once the ebook is out. And now, how do you launch an ebook through a distributor? I mean, really, it's just a PDF, isn't it?
Well, that's it. At this stage, the publisher has picked up the ebook. And the print book. So the print book will be available through their website. It's just going to take probably a week or two longer.
It's much harder for you to sign an e-book.
Yeah, though, I understand there are now ways to do that.
Etch-a-sketch.
I will be having some print copies here in Australia probably about early July. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that one that will make the deadline for an event that I'll be appearing at in July. So I'm hoping to have books there to be able to do signing. It'll be the more official launch. But basically with an e-book is you do something like a blog tour to say this is the week-long stop of the book is out now.
Now, Kiralee, I'm just thinking, it's been like, what, 4 or 5 years since the first book.
Mm-hmm.
How we're talking about blogging and e-books, and how have you found it changed in that time period?
Oh.
Because like 5 years ago, you would not have spoken about e-books.
Good question, Andrew the Apprentice.
Huge. Absolutely huge. Well, that's it. There were no e-books. In fact, Catalyst didn't become an e-book until about 2 years after it was released in print. I refused to do the e-book because I said, no, I'm a paper girl. I like my paper.
Nobody will want that.
And nobody will want that, exactly. But now realising that...
50 Shades of Grey made millions of dollars.
But, I mean, and I suppose, I don't know if you're publishers or you've thought about this, but I understand that e-books are potentially beneficial for you in this space because it's more private.
Well, you don't want to be seen reading pure filth on the train, do you?
Says who?
Yeah, well, good point.
There are a lot of people who sat there and read 50 Shades on the train quite unashamedly with the cover showing. And
luckily for women, they don't get erections. So,
luckily.
Darling, we wish you all the very best with the launch of Desire. Congratulations.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
And you can find out more by going to kljoy.com. That's where it's at. Thank you, darling.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9. To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.